Russian command plans to carry out forced mobilization in the occupied territories of the Zaporizhia and Kherson regions because of huge manpower losses. Pseudo-referendums in the occupied territories of the Zaporizhia and Kherson regions are aimed at declaring forced mobilization. After it is completed, Russia's FSB plans to throw the mobilized Ukrainians to the hottest spots of the front to storm the positions of the armed forces of Ukraine under the control of barrage detachments. In fact, this is an attempt to destroy Ukraine at the hands of Ukrainians themselves, the Chief Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine reports. To hold so-called referendums, personal data of residents of the temporarily occupied territories are collected in advance, allegedly for receiving humanitarian aid or social benefits. On the day of the vote, FSB officers will fill out ballots using the information obtained without the consent and physical presence of the Ukrainians themselves. The special operation pursues the following goals: eliminating members of the Ukrainian ethnic group conducting propaganda activities to impose on the population of Russia and the world the myth that the population of the regions liberated from the Nazis began to fight against nationalist battalions. As a reminder, the Russian command ordered the occupying power in the non-government-controlled territories of Donbass to carry out forced mobilization to replenish personnel reserves. Men are caught on the streets, and taken from enterprises or educational institutions and thrown into battle without being trained. Even people with disabilities are mobilized. Recently, it was reported that musicians from a Philharmonic orchestra in occupied Donetsk were mobilized to the so-called DPR army by deception. They were sent to Mariupol, where some of the men were killed almost immediately, including famous jazz musician Mykola Zavyahantsev. Bohdan Marushiak,